This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. The state of Colorado could lose thousands of jobs and see a $1 billion hit to the economy. CPR health reporter John Daly says that's if proposed Republican cuts to Medicaid and the nutrition program known as SNAP pass.
Colorado could lose 14,000 jobs in 2026, and the state's GDP could shrink by almost $1.6 billion. That's according to a new report from the Commonwealth Fund and the Washington University Milken Institute School of Public Health. Nationally, the report puts the figure at 1 million jobs lost in 2026 alone, nationwide. The proposed cuts are part of a House budget blueprint. It would slash funding for the committees overseeing Medicaid and SNAP by more than $1 trillion over the next decade. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado Representative Jason Crow questioned the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, about the signal text chain containing sensitive information around strikes in Yemen today in Washington. He complained that no one on that chain is willing to say that using the app in this way was wrong.
It is outrageous and it is a leadership failure, and that's why Secretary Hegseth, who undoubtedly transmitted classified, sensitive operational information via this chain, must resign immediately.
CPR News has reached out to Colorado's Republican Congress members for comment. Representative Jeff Hurd said he's concerned high-ranking officials failed to follow protocols in handling sensitive information.